B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Jeremy, how can we help you, sir?
Oh, man. I don't know what's going on. I'm going out with this girl, Erin, going out 3 or 4 dates, and now she's MIA on me.
Okay. Let's just go back to the last time you saw her. What happened?
You know, one of the last times I was with her, I met her family. We did a Yankee swap. Her mother loves me. I don't know what the problem is.
So her family loves you. Okay, so...
Yeah.
Maybe her family loves you too much. It could be one of those situations. We've had, it's weird, but some people get jealous. I don't know. We're going to call her up. Are you sure, before we do that, that she's not going to say anything that you're not telling us?
No, I am totally in the dark here. I need your guys' help.
All right. Well, she will, but, you know.
Yeah. Be prepared.
He just doesn't know.
Be prepared to be surprised, Jeremy. Second date update on the 10s. We'll call her next. Hang on. All right. We just spoke to Jeremy. He's absolutely dumbfounded because he's gone out with this girl, Erin, a couple of times. Did a little Yankee swap action with her family.
Mm-hmm.
According to Jeremy, he won the family over. but since then, Erin has been MIA. Jeremy's very confused because he's like, I swear to God, I don't know what I did. So, Jeremy, if she answers the phone, she'll hopefully tell us, all right? So, stay quiet.
Hello?
Hello, is this Erin?
This is she. May I ask who's calling?
Okay, Erin, please don't hang up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. But the reason we're calling you is because we got your phone number from somebody who likes you a lot, and you know this person. So basically, are you still just listen to what I'm saying. We're calling you to offer you a date with this gentleman whose name I'm going to tell you, and you get to pick the place, the day, the time, all that stuff. Pick your favorite place for a dinner, a night you're free. We'll reserve everything, set it up. We will pay for everything. You want to get trashed? Get trashed. We'll pay for everything. That way, if you have if for some reason you and this gentleman don't have a great date, at least you have a phenomenal meal out of it.
Okay. But who? Is this someone I work with?
Not exactly sure. I'm just going to tell you his name and you let me know your relationship, because he said that you guys have gone out a few times. His name is Jeremy.
I'm not interested. Thanks.
Well, no. Hold on. Not interested.
Not into it.
Why? Because we spoke to him, and he thinks that you guys have some sort of a good energy going between you two.
Wow. Okay, yeah, we went out on a few dates, but, like, did he tell you what just happened? Every year my family has, like, a Christmas gift giving.
Yeah.
But it's like a Yankee swap, so you can, it's like White Elephant, you know, you can switch gifts and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
okay. Yeah, he did tell us.
Like, okay. I always end up getting crap.
He, I guess, pulled my mom, this is so embarrassing, he pulled her aside and privately gave her a sex toy as a gift.
Wait, what? You are lying.
I could, like, cry. I swear to God.
Wait, Erin, why is that such a big deal?
Oh, my God. He's Erin, admitting
Erin,
it.
Erin, Jeremy's what? On the phone. Hold on. Jeremy's and he heard that. Jeremy, it's true.
Come on.
Yeah. What's the big deal? Me and her mom got close. It's not a big deal.
Ew. First of all, you and I have barely done anything physical for you to remotely think that it's appropriate to give
my mother
anything to do with sex. But it would never be appropriate. What is wrong with you that you think that that's okay?
No. See, me and your mom were close.
You're never that close.
Yeah, I don't know if you're that close.
Mother.
Her mom opened up to me. Her mom was telling me about the divorce she had and how there's not a bunch of guys around. And she was really, really happy when she opened it. I wrapped it in a cute way. You could tell it was a She was excited.
Oh, yeah, that makes it all the better, doesn't it?
Something is severely wrong with you.
This dude like, is really, so wacky, man.
What do you mean wacky? He sounds like he cares about your mom.
No,
you know,
listen.
Yeah, okay.
That's not what it sounds like. That is not what it sounds like.
How about we think of it this way? It was a mistake, but how they say, it's the thought that counts. And Jeremy clearly didn't just give her a generic gift. He wanted it to feel special. So out of the goodness of your heart, Erin, would you be able to forgive Jeremy for that small mistake and give him another date?
No, absolutely not. No.
Wow. Whatever. Just tell your mom she can still keep the though. It's fine. It's cool. I'm cool.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10s.
Yes. A new lesson, a new resolution for 2020 for you should be do not mix business and pleasure. Otherwise, you're going to be talking to the Get Up crew for the second date update on the 10s. Check out a brand new one tomorrow morning, 6:10. You know, right here. Hot baby.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.